Dez, hello.
Dave, what's going on, man?
Hey, buddy. Good to talk to you again.
How are you, man? You doing good?
I'm doing very, very well. Thanks so much for giving me your time today.
No problem. I appreciate you supporting the shows. These things are going to be off the hook.
Oh, are they what? And just speaking of shows, I noticed you're a part of Knotfest. I mean, that is something that I wish I could go to because that just, the lineup is incredible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're on Sunday. We're on day three. We're on with some great bands. And it's kind of the wrap-up to the Winter Kills touring on this record for now as well. So kind of going out on a highlight. But we're excited to do that. And, you know, I've been friends with the Knot guys for a long time. I don't know if your listeners know this, but, like, Cold Chamber took Slipknot on their first tour of the United States ever and took them out for, like, 2 months. Right as we were celebrating our first gold record. So we've got long history with those guys, and I'm appreciating the fact that they thought of Devil Driver to do this. They actually asked Cold Chamber to do it as well, but I thought it'd be a little too much to have two bands do it.
Hey, speaking of Cold Chamber, I follow you on Twitter, and it's always entertaining, and I saw a question, and I hadn't thought about it, but someone asked you, you know, what can we expect in the next year or so from Cold Chamber and Devil Driver, and you just wrote a ton of stuff. Can you elaborate on anything to do with Cold Chamber there?
Concerning Cold Chamber, I mean, it's been incredible, right? We took it around the world, and the shows were absolutely insane. And for me, it was like, how many times do you get to get a second chance or revisit something that slipped away? And so in the future, I mean, we've surrounded ourselves with good people at this point, and we're going to see what really is going to happen. I mean, there's the obvious talks of more touring. There's been a lot of talks involving making a record. I have heard new music that they wrote that was absolutely Cold Chamber Evolved 2.0, incredible stuff. I heard three songs. So we're just really going to have to see. I'm going to play it by ear at this point. You know what I mean?
Well, it's good to know that those fires are still burning and the demand is still there for Cold Chamber as well.
Yeah, which I feel extremely blessed, man, and very appreciative for. I mean, like I said, how many times you get to how many times do you get to try to redo your life, you know? If you lose a girl or you... I mean, losing a band for me is like losing a good woman or like breaking a fine bottle of wine on the way home. So it's a horrible time when something like that happens, but we get to revisit it. We took it around the world. People were loving it. I feel, you know, I'm very appreciative, man, and I feel blessed. So, look, if it comes to the point where we can make new music, I'm sure we all want to. If there comes a time and a space possible to do that, I'm sure we all want to. And we had a really great meeting in Los Angeles about a week ago, all of us with management and everybody in our camp. And, I mean, I laughed so hard I came home. My face hurt from smiling all night. So that's really like what music should bring you. So from there, we'll see. You know, it's hard for me not to answer the question because there's no real answer yet.
Yeah, sure. No worries. Going back to your Twitter again, because I do enjoy it so much. Gyroscope. Say Gyroscope 5.
Let me tell you what's killer about Twitter and Instagram. You know me. You've known me for years now. Yeah. I am so antisocial. I mean, it's like, get me in a crowd of people, and I don't even know what to say. On the phone, I'm good. On stage, I'm good. But Twitter and Instagram, social media, gives me a chance to reach out and talk to people, and I don't have to be kind of surrounded by it.
Yeah.
You know, which sometimes, you know, for me, it's an odd circumstance, you know?
Yeah, and I love the fact that it's just Gyroscope. Say it five times, Gyroscope. And I was like, that's awesome. Where does that come from?
Little things. That's like little things throughout the day, man. You know, like I had a friend call me and he just said that. And I was like, what a great word, gyroscope. And it's funny that when you tweet something like that out, the people that will come back and retweet it or laugh or give you another funny word, it just starts a whole thing. But I enjoy social media when I'm at home. And then when I'm on the road, it totally cures boredom because I can sit in the back of the bus and talk to people real time. And if I had the chance when I was younger to talk to some of my heroes growing up, I mean, I've been fortunate to meet most of them now. But if I had the chance to talk to them when I was younger via some kind of social media, I mean, back then it would be like a cell phone, you know, it would be incredible, right? So there you go.
The other thing that I do enjoy about it is you'd let people into your personal world. And you know, we've spoken about this before, how you sometimes you've got your games room upstairs where you just go and you listen to vinyl and you get away from it all and, you know, you hang out with your family. Any vinyl that you've been, if you've had the chance, is there anything else that you kind of, because I know I kind of get into a groove where I go, I'm all about this band right now. Do you have anything
right,
like that?
Right.
Because I know you listen to a lot of old cool stuff too.
Yeah, I mean, look, I picked up, I'm actually standing in front of my record collection, but you guys, you know me, man. I mean, look, here's the deal, right? I was a bricklayer construction worker that got lucky. So it's like I'm not going to change just because I've had a couple years, 20-odd years in music, you know? So yeah, I hang out with my family and kick back, listen to vinyl. Okay, so I'm looking at I bought a White Zombie record last time I was there to see you guys.
Wow.
And that, yeah, it was the first White Zombie on vinyl. It sounded killer. And I just got this Scott H. Byram. He's like kind of like a country rebel kind of cat, but he sings like by himself, and he sings about a lot of great stuff. Somebody gave me that, and I got the Cancer Bats on vinyl.
Nice.
Just the other day. And somebody sent me a Love and Rockets and a Bauhaus, because I love, you know me too. I listen to a lot of everything from Black Flag to TSOL to, you know, to Bauhaus and to Love and Rockets and The Cure. I mean, to, you know, black metal. I mean, I could just go on and on, but I listen to all sorts of music. So
nice.
My vinyl collection is growing as we speak.
I like that. That's very cool. Now, tell me about the tarot decks that you own.
Well, I've been interested in that sort of thing, I should say, for many years. And I own 50 decks at this point.
50
decks? And I also do water scrying as well. At least 50 decks. I mean, I've got four of them underneath glass, so they can't be used anymore because they foretold a lot of things, my friend.
Wow.
they foretold a lot of things, yeah. So.
Well, for some
but I've been into divining. I've been into divining since I was a kid, you know, through my grandparents and through other influences in my life when I was younger. I found, you know, witchcraft, I guess you would say, but ritual to be important in life, you know, very important in life.
For someone like me who doesn't fully understand it, I find it fascinating. She's not my mother-in-law, but it's my partner's mum. She is into this stuff as well. And it's just, when she starts talking about it, it blows my mind. So I thought if you had one deck, that would be enough. So why is there multiple ones? What's the difference?
You know, some people collect books. Well, I do too. I collect books. I collect books and tarot cards. Some people collect different things. And I started collecting decks early on, and I started finding older ones from the 20s. I mean, I also collect Ouija boards as well. I've got at this point, probably well over 70 of them. And some of them are from the late 1800s. So, I find it fascinating. And so I find the artwork fascinating. And I find the theology fascinating as well.
So when do you break out these decks? And do you do it just for friends, or how does it work?
I mean, you know, I'm not one of those guys, hey, come over, let me read your cards.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really ever been my thing. I have read for some friends in need. I break out the cards when I really need to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I don't have a clear vision or something's clouding my way, I believe in hooking up with the magnetism of the earth and the all divine. Mm-hmm. And so the way to do that is many different ways. I mean, you can scry, you can water scry, which I do. I water scry as well as I read tarot, as well as I do Ouija, as well as I do automatic handwriting, which I started to get into that about 5 years ago, and it helped me write a lot of winter kills, where you go off of intuition and you start to write as you get yourself in a trance-like mode, and you'll find yourself writing incredible, incredible things. I mean, you obviously have to protect yourself and open doors and close doors properly, and it would take us, you know, if you want to call me back and we want to talk like for an hour on the subject, then I could go more fully into it. But, you know, you have to be protected when you do things like that. And I believe in communing with other entities, and I do believe they exist all around us, 100%. So
that's something we're going to have to talk about when you get to Australia, I think.
No problem, man. No problem. Let's have a glass of wine and get deep. I would much prefer that kind of conversation than, you know, just, hey, dude.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But let's get something close to your heart. We know, and I know this is, you're gonna love this. New Star Wars is not too far away. Han, Luke, Leia, Chewie, C-3PO, R2-D2. Good news, no furry little bastards.
I'm pretty much freaking out over this. Okay, so it's my favorite movie, man. Most definitely, and I'm sure that a multitude of people around the world feel the same way. And I'm sitting in front of artwork right now that was signed by the guy inside the Darth Vader costume that he did, and also